Welcome back to the Millennial Lawyer Podcast for episode nine. German for no. Also English for the number nine. Welcome back to the Millennial Lawyer Podcast. Today our topic is all about side hustling. Brad, please inform the people, what the heck is a side hustle?
So we all have heard about it.
Well, I haven't, so tell me what it is.
We've all read about it.
I haven't read about it.
But I found this very creative definition that I'm going to read
on. I like creativity.
The definition of a side hustle goes as follows. It's an extra job done occasionally or on a part-time basis to earn extra money outside of a regular paycheck. And do you know what they're calling millennials now?
Assholes?
Yes. But also the generation side hustle. We're literally the side hustle generation. And sometimes that has good annotation, sometimes that has bad.
I think it's good. I mean, my whole life is a whole bunch of side hustles, so I think you got the right...
You're a special person.
I am a very special person. And it's great that I'm hosting this podcast about side hustles. Wouldn't you agree?
That's perfect.
So, Brad, tell me, what is your favorite side hustle?
Favorite side hustle right now, currently?
Yeah.
Or just in general?
Well, both. In general, and then currently for you. And you have 30 seconds to answer it.
Where's my ticker?
It's already going, son. Last 5 seconds. It's already going. Come on.
Well, when I first graduated college, before I decided I even wanted to go to law school.
Here we go.
We're going back.
I said 30 seconds, son. Come on.
This might be 30 minutes. Before I even decided I wanted to go to law school, I was working 3 to 4 different jobs. I was working for Lululemon, you know, your go-to spot right now. I was working for Dad's firm and title company. I was working for a network marketing company, as if the audience has checked out and saw our video before. That was Vima, also known as Verve, a young people revolution.
I respect the hustle.
And I also was waiting
tables. About 30 seconds there.
And I was waiting tables.
Where at?
So I waited tables at Red Lobster in college. But then after college, I waited tables at the one and only Houlihan's.
Houlihan's.
For a quick summer. But now, obviously being a real estate lawyer and closing attorney is my full-time hustle. But as you may know, I also have my Rule 31 mediator's license to do mediations. But that's a long-term game. I also have my real estate broker's license where I can help sell and buy residential and commercial real estate. So I think that's my favorite side hustle.
Which one? You just named like 15.
The last one.
The Rule 31 mediator?
No, it's not the last one. Are you even listening?
I was drinking my shiner.
You drunk off three? We only got six.
Well, yeah, I snuck a couple. So what was the one after? What was the last one?
Real estate broker's license. And that was as being a real estate agent.
Selling.
I'm not necessarily the one driving and touring the houses, but the fact that I have that as my resume, it's fun. Especially for referrals and just being in the
game. Okay, I'll finish that off for you. Now, he doesn't like when I do that. He's giving me a sign.
Now I got to ask you what your favorite side hustle is.
All right, I've got tons of side hustles. Well
go back. Go back in time.
Go back in time? So I didn't really have side hustles back in the day. It's more of a recent trend in the life of Brendan Ball, the actor, writer, Lululemon educator, tour guide, extraordinaire videographer. But now I'm obviously trying to pursue acting, so that's my main hustle. But am I getting paid off of that? Hell no.
But so, in addition to acting, what else is there?
Writing. Directing. Producing. Larry.
Speaking of, can we have a little segment about Larry?
Let's just do
it. How thankful are you that I entertained and brought the idea of the phenomenon of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
So Brad and I always talk about Larry. We say the word Larry anytime we want to do something exciting or entrepreneurish. We say Larry. Why? Because the man by the name of Larry David
is an absolute legend.
One of the creators and writers of one of the all-time greatest shows, Seinfeld, also wrote and starred in his own show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Now, when I was first talking to Brad about how I wanted to write my own screenplays, write my own TV shows, webinars, well, not fucking webinars, more just like, what do they call it? Like web series, shows like that. He was like, you know what? You need to get on with Larry David.
Absolutely.
His name Larry. He did the same thing. He wrote his own stuff. Then he wrote his own little TV show that he started. Now it's Emmy. I think it won an Emmy Award. Either way, we're going to be the next Larrys.
It started in 2000, and now it's 2019, and I think he's on, what, like season 11? season 10?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm on season 8 right now, and I'm just obsessed.
I've been watching
all the time.
I'm on season 2, and I love Larry.
Oh, it's fantastic.
He's a great writer. He's hilarious. He's a great comedian. He's great on camera. It's
pretty good.
He's good. It's great writing, and you can see a lot of his ideas have trickled down to modern-day television shows, like It's Always Sunny and things like that. A similar setup.
But what was the question? What were we talking about?
Oh, my side hustles.
We got carried away with Larry.
Yeah. As we tend to get carried away with Larry. Yeah. We love talking about Larry. But my side hustles, I'm in a different boat than most people. I don't have a 9-to-5, so I make my income based off what other people would call side hustles. And when you have enough side hustles, they essentially become your main primary source of income. Yes. So I obviously give tours. I give tours at 2 different places. I give tours at a historical mansion, essentially just a museum. I also give ghost tours here in Nashville. Obviously, Nashville is a big touristy spot. So you give ghost tours downtown on Broadway, on 2nd Ave. I lead a 2-hour tour. I do it about three times a week. 2 hours, make some cash. I also work 1 to 2 days a week at the mansion, the historical museum, giving tours.
You got a standing ovation.
Oh, I've gotten
one of your tours.
I've gotten several ovations. Several ovations. I mean, it's probably the most legendary thing. I am the highlight of people's trip when they come to Nashville.
But you still haven't hooked me up with a tour.
Brad won't come.
I'll tell you $2.
He hasn't come. I've been doing tours for several months, and he hasn't come on one.
You haven't invited me.
I've invited you to every single one. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, you're gonna give me for free, man?" And he's like,
"Give you good tips."
Yes, he got me
$2.
He's not gonna tip me anything.
$2 would get you 2 double cheeseburgers.
But in addition to my tours, I also work at Lululemon. I always talk about Lululemon. I've been working there forever. It's the best part-time job in the world.
Fantastic.
Flexible hours, work with amazing people, sell some awesome clothes, also get a pretty baller discount. But I have a ton of fun with it. I want to do things that get me out in front of the people, that get me to work on my public speaking skills, my improv skills, my presentational skills, all of that is going to serve me in the long run if I want to, A, be an actor, be a writer, and get different ideas with the people, things of that sort. But those are kind of my side hustles. But before I did that, I was a freelance writer. I wrote for a lot of attorneys. I worked for a legal marketing company where I'd write blog articles, 350 to 500 word blog articles, and would get paid per article. I no longer do it anymore because I didn't really have too much fun with it. But I did that. That's another hustle.
We gotta keep you on scripts.
Just keep going. I forgot you were here. I honestly forgot you were here.
But that's always what happens. It always turns into the Millennial Brendan Show.
I was looking into
I'm sitting here. You're preparing. We already have.
I just had a monologue.
We have great topics to talk about. And you just went on the old little spiel.
Yeah, I was looking at my reflection in the blank TV right now. Just really going to town. But yeah, that's my side hustle now. Let's make this more relevant, not just about Brad Bald and Brendan Bald, even though the people want to know about us. I'm the people's champ. You're the people's champ's brother.
I thought you were the... Wait, what happened to the content king?
Well, I'm the content king. I have a lot of names.
But what have you missing in the past week and a half? And we haven't seen any content from the content king for a while.
Because I'm coming up with something special.
What are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm directing a short film.
You're working.
I'm working, son. I'm focused.
Man, focused.
I'm focused. I want to be Larry.
Who doesn't want to be Larry?
I don't want to do superficial posts. I want layered posts. I want to be Larry.
Larry.
I hope he listens to this and gets super creeped out. He probably will.
There's no chance Larry's listening.
But why?
We can bug him about it.
And let's go to some good content, some relevant content, some applicable content.
There's a recent study. I think it was 2018.
Can talk over me.
No, that's absolutely happening. That over 51-52% of millennials report having a side hustle. And I'm a fan of side hustle. I think side hustles are great, but they also get, you know, a lot of negative criticism about having a side hustle.
Why?
Because they tell that millennials are entitled, they're lazy, and they can't stay at a job for a period of longer than 2 to 3 months because they get bored and they want to try something new. And I don't think that mindset's necessarily bad, but I don't think that's every millennial. I think millennials are the most entrepreneurial than any generation. And I think they just get creative because the rise of social media and the rise of so many different lucrative opportunities out there that you can do other than your full-time job. Like, don't get me wrong. I love being a real estate attorney. I love doing real estate closings on the commercial and residential side, but I'm also interested in a lot of different things. Like, I'm also interested in, you know, the agency side of things, being a mediator. I'm also interested in this podcast. I mean, we didn't even talk about this. The definition of a side hustle is doing this Millennial Lawyer podcast. And there's a lot of interests that come to mind, but I do think a lot of people give it negative criticism because they think that millennials always want to be trying to do the next best thing.
Back in those days, it wasn't common. You didn't think that you had or even should enjoy your job. Your job was your job. You did it to make money, and then you lived your life outside of your job. For whatever reason, millennials think differently. And I'm glad that they do. They don't think that you should hate your job and then live your life on the outside. They think you should enjoy your job. You should do things that, A, you like, that you enjoy, that you're good at, that you can make a living off of, and that way you'll live a fuller, happier, and more enjoyable life.
So why do you think millennials are doing side hustles or are interested in side hustles?
I think it sparked, like what you said, from the opportunities that arise from the internet. Everything. Millennials, younger people, are always more cognizant, more savvy, more skilled at technology. So the internet has presented opportunities such as building websites, such as e-commerce, such as graphic design, photography. You can sell anything online. There is no limit. There is no ceiling for people who want to make money pursuing their passions because you can do it online. And I think millennials have the experience and have the skills where they can do that. So they can quit their job or start at nighttime or on the weekends, having an online business, start a website, sell bracelets that you just are so passionate about making or writing or whatever you want to do online.
So here's when it gets tough. Is the side hustle really about making money, or is it about having a sexy extra thing to do to be classified as an entrepreneur? Because as I read you the definition earlier, side hustle is basically making extra income outside of your main source of revenue. So if it's to make money, then why are you concerned with just having so many extra things to build up your Instagram presence or build up your, you know, social media presence on Facebook, LinkedIn, or whatnot? And that's where it gets difficult because, you know, at the end of the day, you want to be making extra money, but you don't want to prohibit people from doing their passion with the fear of not making money. Because look, we're having a blast doing this podcast, but we ain't making any money. So at the end of the day, it's like this side hustle is not really producing any money generating income right now.
Well, that's because we haven't run ads. If we started running ads, we'd be making mills.
Mills?
Bills.
What about mills too?
No. Well, we're making bills, but billions of bills. We'd be making cash, guys. I mean, let's be honest.
But, it goes back to the point in that, you know, a lot of millennials are just having that entrepreneurial spirit to, you know, have a side hustle just to have a side hustle.
Well, I think there's two classes of people when it comes to side hustles. You have people who are primarily motivated by money. So they have their normal job, they make a base salary, maybe they get a bonus at the end of the year, maybe they're working on some percentage of commission, and they want to make extra money, so they do a side hustle that they're skilled at, that they can do, and it can be lucrative for them. And then there's another class of people. Those are the creatives. Those are the classes of people that I consider myself a part of. People who have passions that can't immediately make them money. They can't immediately make a living off of those passions, but they can use their time on the side from what they're doing to make a living to pursue those passions. And online and internet and social media gives them an opportunity to do that. And that's when the primary motivation of monetary compensation doesn't really come into play, because whether or not you're making money off of something is not the reason you're doing it. You're doing it because you love to do it. It's your passion.
There's a side hustle in the fact that you may be waiting tables or working retail or bartending late at night on a Saturday and Sunday to making extra money, which is necessary sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with that, or selling real estate. But you know, when you're talking about being creative, I think there's something to be said about that, because sometimes that can really turn into your full-time hustle. A lot of people, you know, create a blog or they create a YouTube channel, and that ends up getting a bunch of subscribers, and they end up taking that down in the long run. But then you have your baby boomers sitting there looking at people as your influencers and people that have the YouTube channels as like, is that really a career? You know, how can they be making money? Is that something that you wake up every day and do 9 to 5 on a daily basis. So you're going to get some hatred from the older generations when they're referring to these different side hustles. At the end of the day, would you say that a side hustle is a good thing or a bad thing?
I would think a side hustle is a fantastic thing. I think it's a great thing. It's a way for people to pursue their passions, do what they want to do outside of what they have to do. Now, what do you have to do? You have to make money. You've got to live. You got to pay your bills. You got to pay rent. You got to have insurance. You got to have car payments. You got to do all these things to just get by. Side hustle, if you put the time into them and you carve out the time, you don't go out drinking every weekend, don't watch Netflix for 4 or 5 hours a night. You put that time
besides,
into what you...
Besides Larry.
Besides Larry, but if you haven't watched Larry, watch Larry. But once you finish watching Larry, put that time into pursuing your passions.
Riddle me this.
I'll riddle you whatever you want.
Answer this question for me.
I'll answer it.
You know, I was reading this article about side hustles and millennials.
All right.
And they say a lot of these times, you know, this majority of millennials that are doing the side hustles, it creates a tear to your physical and mental health and your overall well-being. Mm-hmm. Why, you ask? Because you're working 9 to 5, 8 to 6, and then you think it's a good idea to go online your blog and stay up till 2 a.m. and then you're lacking sleep. Then you're affecting time with your friends. You're affecting time with your family. You're sluggish. You don't even want to do anything during a Saturday and Sunday because you're sitting and staring at a computer. And that causes a lot of strain on young families, older families, however old you are. And that gets difficult. And people, you know, they don't take that for granted.
Well, here's another thing that I'll mention. I think there are several different people in the world. I think there are people who are in careers that they either love or they just like or they can put up with, or they're making enough money that makes them happy to live the lifestyle that they want, and they put in 40, 50, 55 hours a week, and then when they clock out, they go home and they spend time with their family, they watch movies, they hang out, they go bowling, they take the kids to soccer practice, and that's their life, and that is fantastic if that makes you happy. There are other people who feel very empty and feel a void in their life because they aren't getting that satisfaction, that joy, they aren't fulfilling any of their passions from their day job, so they're looking for something else. Now, those people, I think it is healthy for them to put that time after hours into pursuing your passions to fulfill that void that is created by your work life.
Let me play the devil's advocate here. Why even have that job if it's going to be miserable?
So that's a great, great, great point. I think a lot, ideally, you want to have a job and be making money in a position where you enjoy what you're doing, or at least are bearable in what you're doing. But I think, practically speaking, a lot of people are forced sometimes in life to take a job that they don't enjoy. Now, you should be planning to take steps to make moves and transition into a position that's near the field that you want to be in and that you enjoy and that you have passions in and that you enjoy doing. But it's also practical for some periods and some points of time for a short stretch to kind of just suck it up and pursue your passions on nights and weekends until it's practical to move into a position that is more closely related to what you love to do. Even though you may be making a lot less money, you reduce your standard of living, move into a smaller apartment, sell your car, start leasing.
I'm going to cut you off here.
All right, Kanye.
Let me hear your thoughts on this. And I've had this realization, you know, since I graduated college. I was always on the pursuit of finding my dream job, and researching articles and networking with all various professionals to find my dream job. But what I've started to realize is that I don't think there is a such thing as a dream job. You know, when people tell me that they're working their dream career, you know, I'm happy for them. I don't want to be a hater, but is that necessarily their dream job? I think for some people, maybe, but I think you just get to a point where you enjoy doing something and you become really, really good at it, that you kind of just stay in that rhythm and it starts to become something that you really love and you really become passionate about. And it's just hard for me to think that there's one dream job out there for everybody. And that's what I've been starting to realize. And that's why I've always tried to live in the moment and trying to do the best job possible in my current job, because that will give me better results down the future instead of sitting here saying, well, I don't know if I want to do this in a year. I don't know if I want to do this in 2 years. Well, am I really set out to be an attorney for the rest of my life? I don't know, but I can't sit there and worry about that. I got to do my best job in my current job. And that's why I have all my other interests. That's why I have my side hustles. That's why I have this podcast. That's why I got my mediation license. That's why I got my broker's license. So it's hard for me to think there's really a dream job. What do you think?
I think that people are constantly changing. I think you're different. Every day you wake up, you're different than you were the day before. So yeah, you may be in your dream job now, but you should also be very ambitious, be looking into the future, and your passions may and should be taking you further and further and further, and it may take you in a completely different direction. What may be your passions today, 5 years later, they may take you in a different direction. That's okay. You could be changing. I think dream jobs change by the day. I mean, yes, you have your core passions. You know what you're interested in. You know what you're not interested in. So you have your similar fields that you love. But I think a lot of people, me included, you have a lot of different passions, different varying passions. So there's never just one thing that your dream position, your dream career, and you're saying, hey, if I could do this one thing, just one thing
for the rest of my life,
I would be happy. And I don't think I'm in that boat, and I can't think of just one specific thing, because there's a lot of different things that I want to do in this life. And it isn't just one thing in one position. I'm ever growing. I'm ever changing. I'm ever evolving.
If you're talking to somebody that's in their 60s or in their 50s, outside the millennial population, and they say, yeah, it's too late for me to have a side hustle. Yeah, I would love to start my own men's fashion business for, let me say, medical professionals. What would your response be to that?
Just do it.
Hold on. Let's toggle back to.
Toggling.
Let's. I know you do. Let's go back.
That sounded real creepy.
Let's go back 2 or 3 episodes. What am I about to say? What 3 words am I about to say?
Rough
draft moves. If you want to start the blog, just do it.
Do you care about what other people think? Is your decision-making affected by other people's opinions of you? If they're not, then guess what? Make rough draft moves, and you'll be all the happier because of it.
Well, I want to give myself a little example here.
Give it.
You had a reference, and you should have cited that through Chicago citations.
What? What reference? What are you talking about?
What was I doing today? What was I doing? What was I pondering over? And you had to get it. Flash me back to the episode.
Oh, this pissed me off. All right, I'll tell this story real quick. So we did a whole podcast episode on making rough draft moves. Not overthinking, just doing things. And not really thinking about them too much. Going with your gut. I come over to Brad's apartment to go, we're gonna record this podcast. And we spend the first hour and a half working on his Instagram caption for a video, for a picture that I took for him.
It wasn't an hour and a half, but it was longer than necessary. And I had to realize that, you know, if I'm gonna talk the talk, I better walk the walk.
Walk the walk. He wasn't walking the walk today.
No, I was pondering and I was worrying about the audience. And I had to flash back and say, like, you know what? I don't care. It's a great picture. Let me put up a quick caption and see what happens.
Yeah, and I mean, an hour and a half later, he did, and he got probably about 1,000 likes.
Close to it.
Man, more like 10. But it was close. It was close. I mean, I was a little upset with
that. Ball 22, you can see it.
Did you just plug your Instagram?
Nah.
I almost put out an ad on Facebook and Craigslist trying to find a new podcast host because he wasn't walking the walk. He wasn't making rough draft moves. I'm sitting here. I come over. I want you to do an audition tape. I need to record this podcast. And he's like, oh, no, what should my hashtags be?
Just like that.
And I was like, son, just do what your gut tells you. Do what you want. And then just move on. And when he finally listened to me, he's a lot happier and he's very joyous right now.
No. What's the word?
He's full of joy.
No. What was the thing that we were talking about?
Joy.
Not joy.
Joy.
Happiness.
Creativity.
No, you know what we're talking about. What the heck is it?
Joy.
No. It's not joy. What's the thing that I always tell you?
Larry.
It's not Larry.
You don't know who Larry is?
Google him.
Yeah, okay. If you had to give, let's say, a 24, 25-year-old that works at 9-to-5 that they hate, would you tell them to quit? Or would you tell them to get a side hustle and then quit later?
Mm.
Or what?
My advice would be to explore.
Explore your interests. If you're interested in astronomy, see if you can work part-time on the weekends and nights at some kind of astronomical lab. If you're interested in, I don't know, animals, and you're thinking about going to vet school, start working or spending time at a vet's office, at the zoo. Just start at the Nashville Humane Association. Or if you don't live in Nashville, any other humane association.
But start exploring. Look at you, though. You didn't do acting on the side. You weren't being an attorney for dad and acting on the side. You just said, I'm done. I'm moving to Nashville. And you just made it happen. Mm-hmm. So you can't live up to it. But this is literally like stopping your career and doing something different.
Yes, that is true. Some people are in different boats. I think, was in a unique boat in that I reached a point in my life where I was in my late 20s. I was at a point where I was single. I had a little bit of money saved up. I wasn't happy with what I was doing. And I knew I had a bunch of passions. And if I wasn't going to pursue them then, I was never going to pursue them. Didn't want to live with regret. So I leapt full force and jumped into a pond without a life jacket.
And you're struggling to get back up.
Life is a struggle, son. Joyous struggle. But I think for a lot of people, they're not in my boat. They are kind of content in what they're doing. Maybe they're not miserable. They're just kind of working. I think it's smart for them to start exploring their passions.
So if we had to wrap this up, I mean, if we had to sum it up in, you know, a few words, it's just do what Larry would do.
Do what Larry.
I bet Larry would be a fan of side hustles.
I bet Larry is a fan of side hustles. I know.
You know that? You know him personally?
Well, I feel like I do. You know, Larry's like 73 years old. I don't think he relates with millennials very much. What do you think? Maybe he does.
Well, probably works with a lot of millennials.
Maybe he does. I don't know. I have a lot of respect for Larry. But
well, you want to be the next Larry.
We love side hustles. The Millennial Lawyer Podcast loves side hustles. We're advocates of side hustles. We both are actively pursuing side hustles. We are both actively creative people. We all want to be like Larry. We're going to make some content. We're going to make some productions.
Rough Draft Moves, and they go hand in hand. Because if you have so many interests, but you're feeling the regret of caring what other people think, we tell you to make Rough Draft Moves. And he's like, we're going to cut you off. You've had 3 beers and you're all over the place.
What are you talking about, son? I'm fine. All right, so that about wraps up the Millennial Lawyer Podcast, episode 9, all about side hustles and Larry. Is this a Larry episode? We're doing nothing but talking about Larry David. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
If we got some Seinfeld shout out or something from Larry after this episode, it'd be unbelievable.
All right, that wraps it up. If you could like, share, comment, tell your friends, tell your parents, tell your grandparents, tell your dog, tell everybody who will listen about how amazing this content is. And by content, I mean this podcast and Larry and Brad's going to finish it off.
We have one more episode left of season 1.
We do. For now, we make a lot of rough draft moves, but for now. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care and hope y'all have a good night, weekend, day, morning, lunch, whenever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you and take care. Peace out.